Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Kingpins in Beaverton. It is 4:11. Wow, we're behind.
Oh, that never happens.
Who do we blame for that?
Jason Quick.
Totally.
By the way, the NFL draft may have just gotten a little more interesting. I got Mike trying to dig this up, but I saw this on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
So this was KCTV5. This is a news organization out of, looks like the CBS affiliate out of Kansas City. Looks like they are running exclusive recordings of Tyreek Hill and his fiance talking about breaking their son's arm and what they did and did not tell the police.
Uh-oh.
And on Twitter, at least, people are saying that this doesn't look good for Tyreek Hill.
Well, wait a minute. I thought they already came out yesterday and said they weren't charging him.
So they're not. But if you listen to the police, I don't know if you heard any of that. And we didn't get a chance to really delve into it. We were doing the Damian Lillard stuff, obviously. But the police say that a crime was committed. They just didn't have actual evidence on who did it or how it happened.
Right.
But if you listen to the police, they believe that child's arm was broken on purpose. And
well, I know, but what I'm saying is, oh, you're just saying like for NFL purposes or for the Chiefs purposes, because the cops have seen the video that you're talking about.
Yes.
So they still didn't charge him. So perhaps it's something that it's not a criminal thing in terms of the evidence that they can charge him with, but it is something in the court of public opinion that
yes.
The Chiefs will not be able to overcome.
But it's interesting because in the I'm having Mike see if he can go pull the audio. Obviously, we can't listen to it on the air, but it said what they
it. It's not officially the clip, but it's a recording of the TV, so I'm recording it right now, and I'll get it for you guys in a second.
Yeah, because it says what they did and didn't tell the police. All I know is, look, that little kid had his arm broken,
right?
And the police.
How old?
I think he was 3.
Jeez.
A little kid. And the police believe that Tyreek Hill and or his fiance was responsible for it. So, look, I'm not trying to throw anyone, you know, wild speculation under the bus, but which one is more believable, the guy with a history of domestic violence broke his kid's arm or the mom? Look, this is not good. This is not good for Kansas City. It's not good for the little kid, and it sure as hell isn't good for Tyreek Hill if this is another instance of this. And so I'm really interested to see, you know, if they're talking about trying to cover this up on the audio, but like this is if you're Kansas City and you already had the Kareem Hunt thing and you had to make a decision on it, you've got a guy now who's already been convicted of beating his fiance in college, and now you run the possibility of whether he ever gets charged or not, him talking about possibly covering up him breaking or his fiance breaking the arm of their small child. If you're Kansas City, this. I don't know what you do at this point.
Fascinating. Well, the NFL draft is going to get underway in about 45 minutes. I guess we'll find out. But when we come back, we'll tee it up for you. There are, of course, general managers at all 32 clubs. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I was reading today that 20 of them make final personnel decisions. So of the 32 teams, 20 GMs, they're the GM.
Yes, they're the end-all to be-all.
Now, there are other clubs, like Kansas City is one of these, New Orleans, the Seahawks are like this, where they have a collaborative effort, where it's, you know, you always hear John Schneider and Pete Carroll. But there are 4 clubs that allow the coach the final say on personnel. Do you know who they are?
They let the coach have finals. Well, New England.
That's one of them.
I'm assuming Oakland with John Gruden.
John Gruden. There are two others.
Cincinnati, perhaps.
No, I don't even know who their coach is.
Well, I wouldn't say head coach. I would say owner.
Coach.
Who's just the coach. Who else would be?
Who the hell is Cincinnati's coach?
They went with
that one guy,
the quarterback coach,
Zach Taylor.
from the Rams,
Zach Taylor,
because he at one point apparently spooned with Sean McVay. I'm trying to think of who else would have the juice for that. Does Andy Reid have that kind of clout?
No,
I don't know. Who's the other two?
The other two would be the Niners and Kyle Shanahan.
Okay,
and little known fact, the Falcons.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Didn't either. But those are the four where the coaches are actually making the final decision. And the coach of the Falcons is, of course, what's-his-nuts, Dan Quinn.
What's-his-nuts?
Isn't that his name?
Dan Quinn. Yeah, you are correct.
Isn't that the Falcons coach's name?
You are correct, sir.
Okay, did Mike, did you say you have audio? You do not
have
audio.
I have it. It is not like perfect quality, but you can understand it. So it's 2 minutes long, and it's ready to go.
Okay, let's fire that off.
I learned. So we walked up the stairs. Right. He said, come back down there.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there. But right. I was like, go down there right. because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and you were getting on it about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then you started crying. And then you were like, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing.
Then why did he say that to it? Why? Why did he say that to it?
I don't know. He said that to a lot of things.
And now somehow this investigation got brought back up, and you're about to lose your. Now I really want you to sit and think about it, because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying daddy punches you, which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out. And you
okay,
do.
So what about you? Also, I'm just going to take
it. I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt. That's sad. Even my mom said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt? When have I used a belt?
Okay. I missed a lot of that. The only thing I got in there was the point where she said, every time he gets in trouble or something, he makes the kid open his arms and he punches him in the chest.
Every time he cries, he makes him open his arms and punch him right in the chest. And he takes a belt out after that. And then he was saying, don't you use a belt? And his girlfriend or wife or whatever said, no, I've never used a belt. She also said that she rode against the FBI for him, a.k.a. she defended him against the people who were investigating him the first time. And that whole clip makes it seem like Tyreek Hill punches his kid.
Yeah, and also they talked about basically covering up how his kid's arm got broken, whether he grabbed him or he fell down. I don't know how Tyreek Hill stays a Kansas City Chief. I mean, you just traded for Frank Clark. You've already got the Kareem Hunt thing. He's a convicted wife beater. You've got him on tape talking about whooping his kid's ass, punching him, and the kid's got a broken arm. The cops believe that one of those two did it. Honestly, if you're Kansas City, I don't know how you keep this scumbag on your roster.
All right. We will do a pre-draft analysis from Jason Sukanik, our 1080 The Fan NFL draft expert. At least I think you are.
I'll do what I can.
You following this?
I am.
Good, because I'm not. I haven't read one mock draft.
No?
No. I know Kyler Murray, and apparently, aren't they saying that there's some guy named Josh Allen who's not a quarterback that's a big-time player?
Yeah, Josh Allen is the edge rusher from Kentucky.
Yeah, well, that's confusing.
A lot of edge rushers.
And what's this about Nick Bosa's tweets?
Well, he scrubbed his – well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
That will be next.
There you go.
NFL draft. And then in the news on The Fan.
Join us for a draft at the draft. This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue, live from Kingpins in Beaverton on 1080 The Fan.
There are a lot of drafts at the draft because I'm seeing a lot of beer being delivered to our bros.
I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the draft.
Well, it does, but you know, a lot of times people will get some vodkas or some whiskeys or something. I'm seeing almost exclusively all draft beer.
You got the tall boys going on
from our bros. It is being reported that Tyreek Hill's son has been taken into protective custody.
Yeah, both parents have lost custody of it. There's also that recording that was kind of it was bad audio. You can find it online now, and there's transcripts of it. And at one point, the fiance or the wife now, I think they're married. At the time, they were a fiance when he beat her up when they were in college. She says that your son is terrified of you, and Tyreek Hill says, you should be terrified of me too, bitch. So, by all accounts, Tyreek Hill is a scummy human being.
Well, okay, but does that disqualify him from playing football for the Chiefs? I don't know if it does.
I just know if you're the Chiefs,
there's
right,
no crime.
And you made a hardline stance against Kareem Hunt. You just
I was going to say there's no crime. There was a crime.
There was
but,
a crime.
But he's not been convicted. I mean, can you? We see teams do this all the time. They dance around stuff like this.
I just don't know if you're a Kansas City fan how you support this guy. He choked and beat up his pregnant girlfriend when he was in college. And look, we can talk about semantics all you want. He broke his kid's arm.
Oh, for sure.
He broke.
I mean, I don't think anybody's arguing that. I think what they're saying is
he punches his son in the chest. He breaks his kid's arm.
He's a horrible guy.
He's a horrible guy, and he's threatening.
He's like Adrian Peterson, but Adrian Peterson's still in the league.
I think this goes beyond Adrian Peterson. You're just sitting there now making threats against a girl that you've already beaten up, and you're breaking your son's arm. That's not as you beat him with a belt. You punch him in the chest. You can call me naive all you want. If I'm a Kansas City fan, I don't care what he does. Tyreek Hill is a scumbag and doesn't belong. To me, he doesn't belong in the NFL.
All right, the NFL draft kicks off here in about 30 to 45 minutes. Our NFL draft party is here at Kingpins in Beaverton, where outside on their sign it says "Eat, Roll, Play."
Aha.
So you can role play here.
Well, they do have laser tag, so,
They do?
Yeah, you can.
Where's that?
I don't think it's in the back.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
There's Jason Swigart.
I look at him. I think that's fresh from the barber.
He is wearing a suit.
He's all serious.
He's got his suit and tie on, and he's got a nice haircut, and he does shave. He does look good this year.
Yeah, he cleans it up.
How about that? Because he looks like, when you see him at the station, he's a mess.
He looks like Frank from Shameless.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a little William H. Macy thing going on.
Okay, so who are the best football players in this draft?
It seems almost universally the belief is that Quinn Williams and Bosa.
Quinn Williams is a defensive tackle from Alabama.
Yes.
And Nick Bosa is the defensive end from
Ohio State.
Ohio State. He's the one who got hurt and never came back.
Yes, that is the consensus, regardless of position, the two best players in this draft.
And the top pick goes to Arizona. Most likely it's going to be Kyler Murray, but number two is San Francisco, number three the Jets, number four the Raiders. How do you think it all shakes out?
Well, I did see everyone saying Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray, but there are multiple reports out there from people that are actually, to be trusted in this, saying that Arizona has kept communications open with the agents for Bosa, Williams, and Kyler Murray. So the fact that you're in contract discussions, you're talking to those agents about those three, look, I still think it's going to be Kyler Murray, but I think if someone comes along and offers the house to Arizona, if you're going to go with an RG3 type of deal where you end up with three ones and a two, I think Arizona has no problem moving that number one pick, moving down a spot and taking Bosa or Williams or Ed Oliver.
Could it be the Raiders then?
It's possible.
Jumping up.
Could be the Raiders jumping up. Could be the Giants jumping up. Could be the Redskins jumping up. I mean, look at all the teams that need quarterbacks. And if you were in love with Kyler Murray and you believe Arizona's going to take him number one, you can't move up to two or three. You've got to go up to number one. But it feels like the general consensus, though, is Kyler Murray one, Bosa two, Williams three, one, two, three.
So Bosa would be going to San Francisco?
To San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
So what you're referring
to with
the controversy is...
He's racist?
He follows some very, very suspect people on Twitter and Instagram. In fact, I saw today where he's tried to go back and scrub some of the more far right wing stuff from his Twitter account, but you can go back and see what he's liked on Instagram, and he follows and likes several accounts that are fairly right wing extreme. A couple of them, even you would probably consider them white nationalist. Where he has liked and followed.
But he hasn't said any, he hasn't like typed anything himself.
He said some things along the lines that certainly lead you to believe that he is very, he's pro-Trump, anti-immigration, things like that. I don't know if any of his stuff goes as far as you could say that it's full-on racist, but some of the stuff that he likes, some of the stuff he follows, certainly makes some people uncomfortable.
Okay.
And he even said that he went back and deleted some of that because he goes, I might end up in San Francisco. And, you know, so he's admitted that his political leanings are.
Well, that's one thing.
Are quite a bit right.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the racist stuff is not.
Some of the stuff that I saw today, some,
gotta bifurcate those
some
two.
Of the stuff that he was following and some of the stuff that he had liked were pretty uncomfortable accounts.
Okay.
Bifurcate.
Wow. Well, maybe he could go number one. They're fairly racist in much of Arizona.
Well, they were the last one to, ratify MLK Day.
How about that?
Oh. But, you know, people from Ohio State, you know, say that he's a great teammate and that he never caused problems. You know, so it kind of depends on, there are some people that are like, well, if this was a, you know, if this was a black prospect and he was spewing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And he was,
that's true.
And he had this sort of stuff in his background. What would people be saying versus Bosa, who comes from a great football family? Look, obviously he's aware of it to the point where they wanted to go through and clean up some of his stuff. It's just that, you know, he has political leanings that a lot of people are not going to find very, very copacetic.
We'll have the picks live as they happen, but up next it is the In the News segment. I have, Big Playing Card Lobby must be happy today, and I've got a primetime follow-up on that killer bird.
Oh, yeah, is that down in Florida?
The cassowary bird.
Yeah, the cassowary.
Yeah. And sext news. You've got some teenagers in your house.
Oh, absolutely.
And you live in Washington. This news applies to you.
I don't look on their phones because I don't want to see something.
So that's coming up next. First, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
The first, actually, there are two celebrity sightings. Dusty Hera from the morning show on The Fan is in the house.
He lives right around the corner. He lives 10 damn feet away.
Well, and he's got two little kids, so he's, thank you. Yeah, that's
any fine. Excuse to get out of the house.
Yeah, he's wanting to get out of the house. He's like, honey, I got to go over there. No, it's a show, it's a station event.
It's my job, I got
to
be
here. He doesn't need to be here.
No, 100%.
He wants to come get away from the kids for 2 hours.
Yes.
And I don't blame him. Luke Anderson is here. We also have former sales bro Ryan Iverson in the house.
Now in the mortgage industry. Yeah. Isn't everybody?
Yes. He's over there drinking I remember he used to drink.
I feel like there's more people that sell mortgages than actually buy mortgages. It literally is like a one-for-one sort of thing.
All right. Folks, coming up, we've got the Hot 5 at 5. The NFL draft is less than, it looks like they're saying only about 25 minutes away or so. And so we'll have the picks live as they happen here on The Fan. But right now it is April 25th. Yes, April 25th, 2019. To further news, I'm your noted newsman. It is National Plumbers Day.
Oh.
In honor of our friend Preston.
Yes, who believes that before like the year 2005, everyone that played in the NBA was a plumber. By the way, and if you ever have a plumbing problem, thank God if you know a reputable plumber.
Yes.
They're worth
always
their
weight
in gold.
Always got to have one. Got to have
Jeremy,
one.
Jeremy, I'm looking right at you.
It is World Penguin Day as well. Everybody loves a good penguin.
I love the penguins.
Now, I have a follow-up story on that cassowary bird that killed its owner. Yeah. That was down in Florida.
Yeah, the old man fell down, and then the bird basically ripped him to shreds. And the bird is a velociraptor.
Pretty much, yeah. The cassowary is a very dangerous bird, a very evil bird, kind of looks like an ostrich. But it has the talons and claws that'll rip your heart out.
Again, think about Jurassic Park. You put some feathers on that, and that's what you got.
Very sharp beak. You know what they're doing? They're auctioning that bird off.
What? What?
To somebody who wants to keep it.
Why does someone
want it? It's a killer bird.
Why is someone trying to buy a bird that already has a taste for humans?
Somebody wants to make money.
Well, I'll tell you right.
And let me tell you, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on here. Will someone please think of Harambe? Somewhere he's pissed. He's like, wait.
Yeah.
You shot me.
I didn't even do anything.
I didn't kill anyone.
I'll tell you what. If whoever
Did Harambe kill someone?
No, he didn't. The little boy fell into his cage
and
Harambe walked over to him.
Harambe was cool to him.
Yeah, grabbed the kid by the leg and they shot him. Whoever buys this bird, I don't openly root for people death, right? I'm team human. Go humans. If you buy the killer bird, I'm rooting for the bird. I hope the bird kills you.
Yeah, why would you buy this bird?
That's ridiculous.
Like, what do they do
that is so,
other than kill?
Hey, Rob, I got a dog that murdered my neighbor the other day. Ripped the throat right out. You interested?
If you gave it to me, I would not be, but I will buy it.
Yeah, hey, yours. It's yours. How stupid can
I'll
you
be? I'll be the highest bidder.
This bird's killed now, once. It's got a taste.
This story applies to you, and it is up in Washington. That's where you live.
Yes.
Washington. The state of Washington. Your governor, who is a presidential candidate in 2020.
Everyone. I feel like you're a presidential candidate in 2020.
I haven't announced yet.
Well, it's coming. How many? I think we're up to, what, like 21 now with Biden, or is he 20?
I don't know.
We are, I believe, Biden is either 20 or 21.
A bill that would lighten the penalties for teens caught sharing or possessing nude cell phone images of themselves was signed into law today by Governor Jay Inslee.
Oh, because this is one of those things. So if you're like 16 and you get caught with a 15-year-old nude photo, it's child porn.
Well, it used to be a felony.
Yeah, well, because it's possessing child porn.
So under the state's previous pornography laws, minors could be charged with a felony for sending nude photos or selfies to one another, potentially putting them on the sex offender registry for life. That's because the old law made no distinction between teens who send or receive nude photos of each other and adults who share hardcore child pornography.
This makes 100% sense. There's a whole that's a lot of difference there between some 50-year-old dude with 14-year-old nudes on his phone as opposed to a 14-year-old with nudes of a 14-year-old. Which, by the way, I'll tell you right now, maybe this is controversial. It's part of my free-range parenting style. I don't look at my kids' phones. I don't want to know what's on my kids' phones because, God forbid, I decided to go all Snoopy parent in there. What if I see something that I can't unsee? I don't want to know. I just do the blinders on and hope that I did a decent job.
Well, you say blinders. Like, is it an invasion of their privacy? I mean, I know you're their parent and they're a minor, so probably not.
No.
But I mean, like, with the phone thing, it kind of is. Like, it's like, that's not, you know, in other words, what are you going to get out of looking at their photos?
Well, then you do the how dare you, and, you know, now I take away the phone, and you do the hardcore parent thing. And
well, you can take away the phone. I get that. But what are you getting out of, as a parent, going and looking at what they have in their photos?
Because people believe that as a parent, you have a responsibility to know what your kids are up to and to monitor what they're looking at.
Well, I don't think you need to see their photos in their phone to understand what they're up to and what they're looking at.
I just remember years...
I can tell you right now without even knowing your kid or seeing their phone what they're up to and what they're looking at.
Exactly. I told you, when I come into the house, like after a day's work, I pretend that there's a bear in the house. No one gets startled. I open and lock the door 7 times before I go in, and then I yell that I'm entering the house because I don't want to walk in on something that I don't want to see. Years ago, my wife was a looker.
She would snoop?
She would snoop.
Would she, like, sneak up on him and stuff?
No, but she would, like...
That's horrible.
She would go through drawers and look to make sure, like, that no one was, like, doing something. Like, that was her thing. She wanted to be in the
know. Doing something? What does that mean?
I don't know.
So if she finds condoms in your boy's room, like, is she going to be stunned by this?
I just know that we found...
Least surprising thing ever.
We found something. And it wasn't horrible, but it led me to think... What else could there be? And I was bothered by what she found and brought to me, and I just said, no.
What was it?
You keep whatever you find yourself. You deal with it. I don't want to know about it.
Good for you.
I'm out.
I would be the same way.
I don't want to see it.
None of my business.
No.
Now, what is, it kind of is our business, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, we don't need to resort to snooping around.
No. I saw photos.
What was it?
There were photos, not of my children, but of other children.
Naked?
Were they doing? In various states of undress.
Okay.
And I was like, nope. Nope.
No further.
Nope. Done. Nope. Just get them away. Want nothing. I don't want to know.
So did she not show you all of the photos?
No, I saw like one photo.
And you were like, I'm out.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening here, but I don't want to know. I don't.
Now,
want...
were they boys or girls?
The boy.
It was from your was, boy.
No. It was from a boy to the daughter.
To your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm out. Done.
Fascinating.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't.
Nope.
I'm with you, man. Nope. And your wife was all about it. She was like,
she wanted to know.
Look at this, and let's grill her about this.
She wanted to know what the messages were, and
I don't know. Nope. I think times have changed with the phone. I think it's a phone specific thing. That is theirs.
Someone said it's called parenting, dumbass. People aren't happy with our stance. You need to protect child on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. We could carve out a whole club on this. On the idea of it, like, I'm all for parenting, pro-parent, but it's a different time with these phones that is new. It's new territory, so we need to draw some lines. There do need to be some boundaries. You can't just do whatever. I don't believe you should just be able to do whatever you want. I think it's horrifying for the kid to have you going through their photos in the event that there's something horrible on there, which, by the way, if he has a nude of some 14-year-old girl, that's fine for him to see, I guess.
Not me.
Not for you.
Exactly.
You're now a felon.
This guy says you two are S parents. I beg
to
differ.
Not true. Not true at all. You know what we are? We're good parents who are reasonable and logical about this stuff.
I do my very best to educate my kids.
And you all are
make
paranoid
good decisions, and that at some point I have to trust that they're going to do the right thing.
So the new measure changes that by preventing minors from being charged with a felony for possessing a nude photo of themselves, a first offense would usually result in counseling. However, a teen could be charged with simple or gross misdemeanor if the person in the photo is between 13 and 17 years old. So the state rep from Seattle, Noel, said the measure is designed to educate teens and decriminalize possession of nude photos so that they can come forward and report exploitation. See, that to me is so reasonable and logical.
This is a very reasonable
That's the
law.
Whole point.
Yes.
The whole point is decriminalizing this. It's not a... If your kid has something like that on their phone, they're not a criminal.
No. Your 14-year-old has a photo of another 14-year-old. That doesn't make him a criminal.
Let me ask you this. As a parent, what is the difference? So the only thing you can do as a parent with your, say, teenage boy is you can have the conversation. You need to have a conversation with them, right?
Yes.
Teach him about, you know, doing it, what goes in where. And,
yes.
You know.
Not sharing it with random people. You know, not like I'm. And by the way, the people that think that like I'm just completely checked out, and it's like, hey, share your information with everyone on the internet.
So let me ask you this: what is the difference as a parent? You have done everything that you think in your mind is right to prepare the child for their sex life or what's about to happen as they enter puberty and so on, right?
Sure.
You've done your job, you think, to the best of your ability.
Yes.
What is the difference between, one, finding out that they have had sex or they have fooled around with a girl or whatever, and two, seeing photographic evidence of it? There is no difference. You don't need to see photographic evidence of it unless you're a pervert.
Bingo.
Right? So what's the difference?
I'm on board with you on
You
this
don't
one.
Need to see the photos. You don't need to go through the photos. You just need to talk to your kid.
Yes. Be involved. Just not that involved.
Pervs. I think it's all these pervert parents.
Dad's like, hold on.
I'm going to be the judge of this. All right. Coming up next, what's the next story? Oh, the big playing card lobby is happy today. That's next on In the News on The Fan.
Live from Kingpins in Beaverton, this is a draft day edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
It's about to get underway. Looks like they got, well, of course they have the countdown clock. What am I talking about? Anything big has a countdown clock. 10 minutes.
It's all about the clock. And then you're on the clock. There's supposed to be 10 minutes in between each pick as well.
Big playing card lobby is feeling good today because there's a big run on cards at the stores, playing cards, you know, like decks of cards.
Sure.
Because, again, we go to your state where Washington Senator Maureen Walsh was in some hot water last week because she discussed nurses playing a considerable amount of cards in rural hospitals.
Is that a bad thing? What's wrong with
you? Didn't hear about this?
No, what's wrong with playing a little rummy in between patients?
Well, they were talking about wages and, you know, doing debates and being all, you know, like,
Won't someone think of the children? That sort of thing.
Well, they just
now we have to think of the
she
the
was
patients.
Being all senator-y.
Okay.
And doing what senators do. And she said, I would submit to you that those small hospital nurses do get breaks. They probably play cards for a considerable amount of the day. And, of course, that pissed off nurses all over the land. And so she said that...
Why is it only in rural hospitals? The big city nurses can't get down?
Well, I think she's saying big city hospitals, you earn your money. Rural hospitals, there isn't a lot going on.
I see.
I think that's what she's saying. Anyway, Maureen Walsh opened her mail today, and she had 1,700 decks of cards mailed to her. And she was cool about it. She said she's going to donate them to senior centers and veteran centers because, you know, old people don't have much to do.
The olds love the cards.
They do.
Yeah. Well, that's actually...
And she apologized for her comments. She said they were taken out of context, which they weren't.
Yeah.
And she said she was tired. Which is, that's always a great excuse. I was tired.
I'm tired, so I just kind of went off the, went off the hill there.
She's an idiot.
All right. By the way, cards is a nice little family activity. The family that gambles together stays together. We do that sometimes, so I'll put up like $50 for the winner, and then my family will have a nice little poker game. Play some tunes, maybe, have a movie on in the background. Cards are it's a good bonding experience. Turn off the TV every now and then, play some cards. And you can teach your kids about craps.
A good deck of cards. Well, craps, you need dice.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you kind of have, like, a casino sort of night. It starts off with...
You are a great parent.
It starts off with the blackjack.
Don't check your kid's phone. Have casino nights for your kids.
Yeah, it's good. The other night, we were playing poker, and that led to a discussion on craps. And then I broke out the dice, and we have, like, one of those little... we have a craps mat that you can lay out on the
nice.
Table.
And
then we started to talk to my kids about the, the subtleties of craps, which, to me, is the funnest game if you're going to play at a casino.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Craps is the greatest.
Yeah.
No question. Anyway, Maureen Walsh has apologized. Okay, now, here's a guy. Speaking of creeps, there's a creep who has been arrested at Barnes & Noble in Clackamas Town Center. Okay?
Okay.
And he was brushing women's butts.
That's
what he was doing.
Like just so brushing against them or with an actual brush?
No, he's just walking by trying to sort of cop a feel, but he was, trying to subtly, brush a butt.
Sure.
Like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Well, they arrested him, which is fascinating to me because I watched the surveillance video that they have on him. Like, why would you go to Barnes and... Like, first of all, what is this behavior? Talk to me about this behavior. Is this just mental illness? Is this guy sick?
Well, this is the...
Like, what is... Who does this?
Well, pervs do it.
Why does he do this? This gets... It's like, it gets his rocks off from this?
I don't know. Who knows?
All he did was he kind of brushed his hand across this woman's rear end. She was uncomfortable by it. She kept watching him. And apparently he kept doing it to other people. And they had him all on camera. And then, of course, the cops show up and he has to go to jail. I mean, it's like...
Well, I suppose...
What an idiot.
Yeah, I suppose...
What is he doing?
There's got to be some form of mental illness. That's like a disorder. That's not normal behavior.
And why do you go to a place where you are clearly seen on camera? And he wasn't even hiding his identity.
Here's the point about being crazy. You don't know that you're crazy.
So it is
That's
mental.
That's kind of what makes you crazy.
It's a mental illness.
I would think so. Seems a bit odd. Yes,
very, very strange.
I do not think that would be prototypical normal behavior.
All right, in the interest of time, I am not going to get to our next story. That will have to be tomorrow, and it is about how Franklin High School needs a new mascot.
Oh, okay. What's the current mascot?
The Quakers. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting rid of the Quakers.
Yeah, you can't be a Quaker anymore.
So we'll get to that story tomorrow. What will their new mascot be?
Should be the Platypuses.
Is that on the list?
Well,
there is a list of finalists. but that will be tomorrow in the news. Up next, let's get you ready for the NFL draft. It's about to get underway. We'll have the picks live, and we'll have the Hot 5 at 5. When we return here from Kingpins in Beaverton for the NFL draft, this is Isaac and Suk on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.